We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of partnerships, Wes Drew Ham and Dave Archer, a great partnership, been doing it for years. They'll be kicking it off before you know it. And I know that Arch, it's got to feel like it's Christmas every day with Kirk Cousins at his center, and you're going to see some awesome quarterback play this year, aren't you?
Yeah, it sort of looks like it, Mike. And by the way, why are you limiting yourselves? Make sure you're the number one radio show in the country. Just go ahead and say that. Who's going to verify that you're not?
It's true.
Because I think you are. And then just remember that you're still number one with all the martial arts teachers out there as well. So keep that one in the clue.
Bow to your sensei.
Just want to throw that in there. Mike, it's been fun to kind of break tape down and look at what Kirk's done in his 12 years in the National Football League. If you couple with what he did bursting on the scene after being kind of the, by the way, we drafted another guy to Michigan State the same year RG3 went to Washington. Him bursting on the scene, taking that job away there, and then ultimately getting the big deal to go to Minnesota, and the consistency that he's put up from a numbers standpoint, the rating, the touchdown passes. He's 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio over the last 6 years. He's one of the top passers against pressure. He's one of the top play action pass. I mean, you can go on and on down the line of what this guy's done. Kind of forgotten, really, when you look at some of the other guys that have gotten some of the notoriety. Kirk Cousins is right there when it comes to putting up the numbers and putting his team in the end zone.
Arch, we've heard drips and drabs about what's to come for the offense in terms of scheme and style. To your best guesstimate, as somebody who's watched Falcons football day in and day out for decades now, what do you think this offense is going to look like schematically, and how explosive can it be?
Well, with the addition of what they've done from a receiver core standpoint and what you already have here, I think that you're certainly migrating towards the direction of what the quarterback has done well and what the offensive coordinator, or that is now the offensive coordinator, was the pass game coordinator in L.A., what those two have been doing. When you marry those two up and you begin to look at the schemes that Kirk's played in Washington and in Minnesota, and what Zach Robinson called and was a part of in that LA system, you're looking at the Shanahan McVay concept. So you're talking about 11 personnel, one back, one tight end, three wide receivers. Certainly when you've got personnel like Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson, that will equate to some other packages that maybe teams haven't seen from that particular style of offensive coordinator, because you've got talent that you don't normally have. Two probably top end or starting type running backs will help you. Plus this offensive line's been really good at coming off the ball and running the football. You see what LA did last year, running the football with the youngster from Notre Dame. I think you'll love the blend that you're going to get of the style that you get from the McVay Shanahan system. And then with what he can do from a personnel standpoint here, the addition of the receivers that can blow the top off the coverage, coupling those guys with Drake London and Kyle Pitts and what that can do to a defense and manipulating coverage and how teams deploy defensively, what they decide to call versus a quarterback that's seen just about everything you could see in a league, that all equates to some pretty cool stuff on offense.
It's a Dave Archer, guys, former Falcon quarterback, now, of course, part of the broadcast team right here. He'll be part of the draft coverage as well before you know it on 92.9 The Game. Arch, the offensive line, is it suited to do this, to protect Cousins? I know we've talked about Caleb McGarry, really good forward, sometimes tough, going backwards, and the center position. Is this coaching staff, this administration, going to be satisfied with Dahlman?
I think some of the things you're going to do, Mike, there's always guys that are going to have weaknesses. Nobody's perfect along the offensive line. I think even when you look at the best offensive lines in the National Football League, whether it's the Eagles or whoever you want to go to, there's always going to be some blemishes, some things they don't do quite well. So what do you do to cover up some of those blemishes? I think the personnel you have at the skill position level gives you an opportunity to run the football, do some things there, but also mix in some of the short passing game that you'll see from the slants, the shallow crosses, and then the ability to stretch the ball down the field. I think you offset maybe some personnel blemishes, if you will. And I'm not saying Dahlman can't play center, and certainly McGarry is going to have to sink in and play a much better pass block offensive line. But when you have the threat of the ability to run the football the way this team does, I think it helps those guys in not thinking they're going to line up and throw the ball 45, 50 times a game because you're going to blend in that run game. So I think that those are the kind of things the Falcons are putting together as they begin to put their playbook together to match the personnel they have and the personnel they will have when it comes to lineup in 24.
Arch, when it comes to Kyle Pitts, we all know the talent he does possess. A couple of years now where he's been banged up and recovering from injury. As a result of that, can you foresee him playing strictly more of a wide receiver position on the field in terms of less blocking and more pass?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Catching as we try to tap back into some of that potential.
Well, I think if you want to play with the personnel we discussed, whether it's one tight end, one back, and three receivers, then obviously you're talking about maybe Kyle playing one of those three receiver spots. And then is it Warner or somebody else playing the tight end spot that makes up the tight end with the back? That's certainly possible. I think Kyle, hopefully, this last season has gotten him over. That was a mental block. Whenever you take a shot like he took in the middle of 22 where a guy goes low on you and blows your knee up, that's hard to get over because you're constantly looking back to the quarterback and you can't see what potentially is coming at you. You kind of get a lay of the land as you're running your route, but at some point you got to take your eyes off of that and crane your head back to find the football. And so that exposes you a little bit. So mentally, that's a hurdle to get over. And I thought Kyle really struggled with that. All of us that watch him play saw him make plays during the season, but we also saw him guarding himself. He'd go down and kind of try to collision to, blockers or let himself be tackled to not expose the legs. Hopefully he's taken another step beyond that. But I certainly see him being a part of a three wide receiver package because of his size and his ability to run with additional another tight end on the field. And by the way, it gives you another personnel group. Now, so you're in 12 personnel, one tight end or 21 personnel, two tight ends, one back. And now all of a sudden you can do some other stuff in the run game. Cause I thought Kyle has really made some strides in his run blocking as well. So all that being said, I think Kyle will be used in a multitude of packages, both as a receiver and as a tight end. And the thing that you hope the most, so Chris, is that he's overcome kind of the mental hurdle of getting submarined on that play in 22. Mm.
I know, Arch, at the end of the season, that was such a funky game in New Orleans. We looked so good in those first two possessions. Now, from where I sat, it looked like a wheel route, but as Bijan catches the ball and takes it to the house, I was like, where the hell was that all season? Is that more stuff we're going to see with Zach Robinson?
Well, I think you'll see, certainly Bijan, you know, he caught, what did he catch, Mike? 55, 60 right. balls, somewhere in that neighborhood during the year. That's a pretty good year for a young running back that you also wanted to be kind of your featured running back. I mean, Tyler Allgeier became that banger that you used as a changeup to Bijan Robinson, but he was your featured back the year before. All of a sudden, Bijan is that guy, run the football to almost 1,000 yards, then sprinkles in the 55 receptions. I think that you'll see him catch the football more out of the backfield. I think you'll see both those guys in the game a good bit together. Bijan does have that wide receiver ability. You're going to see some of that bubble screen stuff that we saw some last year. But we've, you know, there's going to be designs that you're going to love. One design that I saw, if you go back and look at the Rams playing against the Lions in the playoff game. Now, it was a really cool bunch look to the right side with three receivers, had the tight end in a nasty split or a three-yard split to the left side, and you had Cooper Kupp in the backfield. Now think of Rondell Moore in the backfield, or all of a sudden Darnell Mooney's lined up in the backfield, and Pitts runs a little skinny post, and they run a wheel route off of that with the back coming out of the backfield. It's not a back. All of a sudden, it's Darnell Mooney, or it's Rondell Moore, or somebody like that coming out of the backfield. You're going to see some of that variety because of some of the guys they put in that are run after the catch guys, as well as speed guys can blow the top off the coverage.
It is the Idaho Rail Splitter, David Archer, with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. The defense, I know that every year we go to the draft, say for 3 or 4 years, Arch, we've always said, it's got to be this, and then they go the other way. Could we potentially go corner and still get an impact edge rusher, or does it have to be an edge rusher at 8?
Well, I think that if you want the guy that we've been talking about, I know you've been talking about Jared Verse. I know you get the Florida State stuff in you and you can't get it out of you.
Dallas Turner.
They're interesting guys. I mean, I think Verse is a little bit more of a heavy-handed dude. Turner's a little bit more of a speed guy, but they both are very effective. Latu, the kid out of UCLA, is coming on. He's done a lot of good stuff. There are some guys that you could find in the second round, whether it's Braswell out of Alabama as well. How about connecting the two brothers together? Jonah Ellis comes in from Utah, and he's got the ability to run the ball off the edge, teaming with his brother on the inside. So there's some guys, but if you want that guy that you feel like is the difference maker, I think those top three players, and when you talk about Turner, you talk about Verse, you talk about Latu. I think those are the three guys, a little bit like the wide receiver core, Mike. When you talk about Harrison, Adunze, and Malik Nabers, those guys have kind of separated themselves from the other receivers. That feel like that top end. I feel like that's the top end of where that pass rush is. But, yes, there will be some guys available in the second round should you take the corner in the first round. But I do think there's some corners, too, that you could get in the second round. I think what they've done in free agency, guys, because they attacked the offensive side of the football different from last year, right? It was the defense they attacked. I think they freed themselves up to really whatever they feel is the best scenario there. But I think for the first time, they're going to find that the best player available at 8 might be their need guy, which has not necessarily been the case over the last 3 years.
Arch, when it comes to the safety position, not a lot talked about in the offseason so far, but do you feel like they have the solution in-house to that second safety spot who's going to be the anchor behind Jesse Bates?
Yeah, I think that I thought Richie Grant played well at safety. I thought he did a good job there. I think that they have a guy that those two guys can rotate and play down in the box. I think that they've got they feel comfortable with that. You're going to potentially take some guys later on in the draft that'll come in and help fill the void there. But as far as the areas that I'm not overly concerned about, I'm not concerned about linebacker, and I'm not concerned, as far as defense goes, not concerned about linebacker, not concerned about what's going on at the safety spot. And I feel pretty good about one of the corners. So I think that that's where you can kind of fall into where you're talking defensive end, pass rusher, you're talking about defensive tackle, and you're talking about an additional corner.
And Arch, just to bring it back to the defensive line, I know that you and Wes talked about it. There were moments where Zach Harrison really started to come alive and Ebba Cady is developing. Do you see them taking that leap where they will complement whatever we do in the draft?
I thought Harrison did that, Mike, late in the year. I thought that we saw him show more. I think he had like 3 sacks over the last couple games of the season. And I thought that he began to flash and be a little bit more, have an understanding of how to play at this level, what he could get away with and what he couldn't. I thought that Ebba Cady, obviously, the end of his rookie year 2 seasons ago, got hurt. I think that hampered his development. I thought he made some strides this last year to continue to come on. I know what you're talking about. You want a guy to just burst on the scene and be that guy.
Right.
That guy's coming off the edge and making some plays. It'll be interesting to see what they do defensively. I know there's a lot of conversation about 3-4, 4-3, all those kind of things. most teams are playing in a sub package anyway. It's a nickel set where you got four guys on the field that can rush the passer, potentially stop the run as well. And then you've got probably five DBs on the field. How much can those guys rotate up front? How much can Zach Harrison make a stride? Ebba Cady make a stride? I think they will make strides, but are they going to be the elite level pass rusher? Only time will tell, I guess.
Arch, real quick before we let you go, Falcons, Raheem Morris did indicate yesterday at the owners' meetings that the Falcons are likely to add another quarterback to the QB room. What do you make of that in terms of Heinicke's chances of being the backup?
Yeah, I think that it's interesting in that, guys, we get, you know, think about a scenario where you get your edge rusher at eight and then you get to the back of the first round and all of a sudden Michael Penix is still sitting there, or, you know, Bo Nix is still sitting there. Is it worth maybe giving away your two and something else to jump in to get a fifth-year option on a young quarterback that might be the heir apparent to Kirk Cousins? I think that's certainly in the offing. I don't know that they'll do that. And or is there a guy like Kirk Cousins who was a fourth-round draft pick sitting out there that kind of got left in the dust like Brock Purdy did? We'll have to wait and see. There's some guys that are much more prepared to play that are going to go later in the draft. Right. We thought we had one, and it didn't work out, so are you a little skittish on doing that again?
I think we use that mantra from 2016 with Arthur Blank. I need three starters, you nitwits, out of this draft. And hopefully we're going to find him the way they did that year, man.
Well, you might do that. But I think you want guys. You're going to need guys to come in and contribute on the defensive side of the football right away, Mike, in those first couple of picks, if, in fact, you stay on the defensive side.
All right, brother. Before you know it, you, me, and Carl will be sitting on the hill at Flowery Branch with Wes, and Carl will pronounce someone a bust. It'll all be happening here this summer, and can't wait to get to. We'll pick your brain more before the draft as well.
Look forward to it, guys. Good to talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.